And then I realized something. I realized that my team, the Reardon Indians, was Goliath. I mean, geez, all of the seniors on our team were going to college. All of the guys on our team had their own cars. All of the guys on our team had iPods and cell phones and PSPs and 3 pairs of blue jeans and 10 shirts and mothers and fathers who went to church and had good jobs. Okay, so maybe my white teammates had problems, serious problems, but none of their problems was life-threatening. But I looked over at the Wahpenet Redskins, at Rowdy. I knew that 2 or 3 of those Indians might not have eaten breakfast that morning. No food in the house. I knew that 7 or 8 of those Indians lived with drunken mothers and fathers. I knew that 1 of those Indians had a father who dealt crack and meth. I knew 2 of those Indians had fathers in prison. I knew that none of them were going to college. Not one of them. And I knew that Rowdy's father was probably going to beat the crap out of him for losing this game. I suddenly wanted to apologize to Rowdy, to all of the other Spokanes. I was suddenly ashamed that I'd wanted so badly to take revenge on them. I was suddenly ashamed of my anger, my rage, and my pain. I jumped off my white teammates' shoulders and dashed into the locker room. I ran into the bathroom, into a toilet stall, and threw up. And then I wept like a baby. Coach and my teammates thought I was crying tears of happiness, but I wasn't. I was crying tears of shame. I was crying because I had broken my best friend's heart. But God has a way of making things even out, I guess. Wahpenet never recovered from their loss to us. They only won a couple more games the rest of the season and didn't qualify for the playoffs. However, we didn't lose another game in the regular season and were ranked 1 in the state as we headed into the playoffs. We played Elmira Cooley Heartline, this tiny farm town team, and they beat us when this kid named Keith hit a crazy half-court shot at the buzzer. It was a big upset. We all cried in the locker room for hours. Coach cried too. I guess that's the only time that men and boys get to cry and not get punched in the face.
This ends Disc 4.